Chapter 3.1 Section Summary.
In the 1500s, Spanish soldiers and explorers, called conquistadores, sailed to the Americas in search of riches. These conquistadores took control of land for Spain. In 1519, conquistador Hernán Cortés landed in present-day Mexico, where he learned about the riches of the Aztec Empire. Cortés and his soldiers arrived in the Aztec capital city, Tenochtitlan, in November. Cortés was able to conquer the Aztec Empire for two reasons. First, the Spanish soldiers had horses and better weapons than the Aztec. Second, the Spanish had the help of other Indian groups. These Indians, who had been conquered by the Aztec, now helped the Spanish in their conquest. Cortés's success motivated Francisco Pizarro to travel to present-day Peru in 1531. When he arrived, Pizarro heard about the Inca Empire. The Inca ruler, Atahualpa, was not afraid because Pizarro had only about 200 men with him. However, other Inca leaders helped Pizarro fight against Atahualpa. By 1534, Pizarro had conquered the Inca Empire. Other Spanish explorers sailed to present-day Florida looking for gold. Juan Ponce de León wanted to find the Fountain of Youth. Ponce de León and another explorer, Panfilo de Narváez, both fought with Indians in the region. Alvar Núñez Cabeza de Vaca was in one of Narváez's boats when it landed on the coast of present-day Texas in 1528. Cabeza de Vaca spent the next 8 years exploring the southwest with a Moor named Estevanico. Hernando de Soto learned about Cabeza de Vaca's adventures. Thinking that Florida held many riches, de Soto traveled the southeast looking for gold. He and his crew did not find the treasure they expected and had to give up their search for gold 3 years after they arrived. Some explorers hoped to find the Seven Cities of Cibola, which were mythical cities filled with gold and gems. Francisco Vázquez de Coronado went to present-day New Mexico to find Cibola. Like de Soto, he returned to Spain in 1542 without reaching his goal. Juan Rodríguez Cabrillo also explored the coast of present-day California that year, looking for gold and a sea route to China. Cabrillo died of sickness during the expedition. Although these explorers did not find the riches they expected, their journeys provided useful information for mapmakers.